Ghosts, goblins, and ghouls creep down North Street each October, celebrating the annual Halloween-themed street festival and marking the end of the year's third Thursday lineup. Starting in May, the season's themes included healthy living, baseball, and the city's own beach party.
Very old school fun. It's the kind of thing that I'd only seen in the movies, really, you know, when they open up a fire hydrant on a hot summer's day.
Megan Wilden organizes the events as the city's director of cultural development. She says Mother Nature graced the city with great weather, as more than 40,000 people attended the five street festivals this year. She adds this year's lineup, including the science-themed event in August that showcased more than two dozen hands-on experiments, made children the number one focus.
If you want to increase a community's vitality and sense of belonging and success in all areas of life, you really need to start with kids.
2013 marks the seventh year of the monthly event, which Wilden says can be traced back to the city's golden age.
Thursday was when General Electric issued paychecks, so everyone would take their check and, you know, cash it or deposit it, and they would come downtown. All the stores would stay open late, and the streets would be filled with people. They said the sidewalks were so full, people had to walk in the street. And 7 years ago, that was hard to imagine downtown.
Wilden recalls the festival's kickoff in 2007.
There was an older woman on the street who was actually crying because she never thought she'd see people fill the streets of North Street again.
But Wilden says the idea wasn't a sure thing.
And risky. Most people did not think it would succeed. But the first Third Thursdays was so popular that one restaurant had a staff member quit in the middle of the Third Thursday because it was so busy. So after that, the businesses all knew they had to staff up.
The owner of Madeline's Patisserie and Cafe hopes none of her employees quit, mainly because there's only one other worker. Ashley Summers decided to open her restaurant across from the Beacon Cinema on North Street because of Third Thursday.
It made us feel confident about this location in particular because the draw that Third Thursday brings throughout the summer and into the fall is really just kind of unparalleled anywhere else in the Berkshires.
A native of Lanesboro, Summers has been working as a pastry chef for Richard Sandoval Restaurants in New York City for the past 6 years.
The first year that it happened, my parents called me and they said, you have to come home and come to Third Thursday. They said, you won't believe the improvements to North Street. So I came, you know, I saw it, and I was really amazed with, the growth in Pittsfield and on North Street and how many great restaurants are on here and great little shops.
Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says the events give Pittsfield and the Berkshires exposure as locals and people from outside the region flood North Street 6 months out of the year.
It gives people a frame of reference as to what's available in Pittsfield, and then they would tend to come back.
Wilden says the city is already looking for public input to help shape next year's lineup. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.